Blog Talk Radio.
As a non-commercial radio station, KENS FM survives in large part by the generosity of listeners like you, who value public radio and have become a member. Your donation continues to allow us to support local artists and musicians and play the music you want to hear, not what advertisers think we should play. It enables us to broadcast feature story news so you can hear the news, not opinions. Public radio doesn't have an agenda. We're not in the business of pushing our point of view. Our mission is simple. Reflect your interests, not the interests of some corporation. If you believe that having an independent, non-commercial, public radio station in your community is a good idea, become a member now. Find out how by visiting our website at www.kensfm.com. And remember, independence has a cost, and it's as little as $10 a month.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, I'm not sure what's going on. Yes, hello. I'm not sure what's going on. I think we're having technical difficulties with our podcast tonight.
Well, it could be technical difficulties because I'm in a rainstorm. Thunder, lightning. Is it raining over there?
Well, I'm in Arkansas. Who is this?
Oh, this is Onyx.
Hi, Onyx. I thought that was you. I wasn't sure. I don't know where Icon is.
What? Are we live?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I called into the podcast, and I haven't heard him come on yet. So I don't know if he's having problems with something or... So, fans, we apologize. Welcome to Attitude Era Live. I'm not sure where Icon is, though. I don't know.
You're here with
I don't...
Onyx, a.k.a. Bronco Billy.
And we're here with Granny Holster.
I'm waiting to hear my fans and talk to you guys and calling in.
Well, I'm not sure where Icon's at, so.
Well, what happened?
Can you guys hear me?
Granny Holster.
Okay, we can hear you now, Icon. Where have you been? Because I was beginning to think I couldn't hear nothing.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I just had a little someone hit the wrong button on the board, and now we're good to go. So real quick here, this is 89.1 KENS FM Attitude Era Live Monday night, and it is 9 o'clock, a little after 9. We have Granny Hulkster and we have Onyx. They are the hosts with me tonight. How are you gals doing?
I'm good.
All right. We got a big show tonight. As always, Onyx is going to be with us the entire show. And let me go through our guest list here again. We have Elijah Sparks coming on in about 8 minutes or so. We also have the great independent wrestler, Michelle Cooper. She's going to be bringing her barbed wire-covered baseball bat. And then we have Carla Aldrich. And she's a musician, and she's going to be talking to us about her musical career. So I do apologize, ladies. I mean, I could hear you gals talking, but you gals couldn't hear me because the one button on the board that was supposed to be pushed was not pushed, and I just figured that out. Apparently, I'm not much of a technical guru as the owner of our radio station is, Ken Bartz. But, you know, it is what it is. And so we will just go with it.
Talk about pushing somebody's
buttons. Well, yeah, I apologize for that.
You
got to
push those buttons, buddy.
Well, it's usually everything is all set when I get here, but this time it was not. But anyway, we'll just go with this, and everything should be fine. So you gals can hear me. Everybody in Radio Land can hear us. So we're going to go ahead and get to the show here. So Onyx, you have a big event coming up, do you not?
I do. I'm actually in Baltimore. I'm getting on the plane from Los Angeles in 2 days, and then I'm going to Vegas in like 4 days. We have LFC, Lingerie Fighting Championship, pay-per-view in Vegas, Halloween night.
And you are a major part of that show, from what I understand.
Well, I mean, as of now, they got me down as a celebrity judge, which that's a little impressive. I love to be in Los Angeles, where I used to live, and I love Vegas. It's just relaxing for me, and I'm looking forward to this event, and I think it'll be fun, and the girls have been great, and hopefully soon in the future that I'll be more involved in the show, because we're just branching off in different states, so we're growing.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the LFC is, you know, it's, you know, we of course we have to be careful what we say here, but you know, it's more than gals fighting in lingerie. It's actual competition. Don't let the LFC Lingerie Fighting Championship title fool you. These gals, they get in the ring, and they have real matches, and it's not WWE style. I mean, we're talking about real knockout, drag-out matches. Am I right, Onyx?
That's correct. We are in a cage. The cage is locked. We do wrestling, grappling, punching, pinning, and these girls are true athletes. And, you know, that's what it takes. It just doesn't take someone jumping in there. I mean, you know, they're training and their hearts are in it. And it's also entertainment for those watching because it's not really about really the outfit because it's more about the fighting. It really is. It's a passion for fighting. It's really not about the outfits. But some of the outfits are, you know, like I always say,
and,
nothing more than you would see on the beach.
Now, the thing about this particular thing, one thing we didn't, I wanted to ask you like last week that we didn't get to, is do you ever have lingerie companies contact you and say, hey, would you wear this in a ring and we'll pay you like a fee, or are you not allowed to talk about that?
Yes, that is true. It does happen, but it's not even that they would pay me a fee. I just have people that want to buy lots of these outfits just for me simply to wear. Do they pay me extra? maybe not, but it's more, you know, you have your fans. They just want to see you in this attire or this look or this outfit because, and I'm okay with it. I'm dealing with that right now. You know, they want to put me in all these outfits, and they're honestly getting smaller and smaller and smaller, but I'm like, honestly, I don't care what I wear. As long as I'm not popping out and you're paying me, whatever. I mean, you know, like I say, it's No more than you probably see on a beach.
Well, is there? Well, let me ask you this: is there anything? Well, two questions: is there anything out of your comfort zone? And would you ever let like a regular fan buy you something to wear?
Yes, they have. They can. They will. They do, and that's completely fine with me. I personally don't do nudity, and I prefer that at least covered up, and it's not like completely see-through, just because private parts are called private parts. But to each his own. It's okay.
And you know, with that, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. To each his own. Some girls may like see-through. I prefer sometimes body parts to be some private. That's why they're called private parts.
Right. Now, anyway, like the reason I was asking about that is, and our guest should be calling in here in about a minute, and then we'll interview him when he comes on. It's Elijah Sparks. We'll have some fun with him, and then we'll do a back and forth, and we'll talk to him. He's got a new nonprofit organization that he's going to be talking about. And so, the reason why I was asking Onyx is if the icon were to send you something, an outfit to wear or whatever, and then have like the name of the show either on the front or the back, is that not allowed, or is there certain rules with that? Like you can't advertise?
That may be a possibility. That is correct. If anything, though, I get that. It'd be nice to put, like, icon on my booty shorts or something.
I mean, you could put my logo in the front and then my show
acceptable.
On the back.
Maybe not, because whoever does advertise, I think there is a fee. But if anything, I'm going to have Onyx and diamonds written across my tank top is what I was thinking.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick little pause here.
But there is room for promoting. You can advertise. There are different fees, but yes. You can have your whole name on the ring.
All right, we're going to do a quick little pause, and then I'm going to bring on our guest, and we'll be back in about 60 seconds.
As a non-commercial radio station, Ken's FM survives in large part by the generosity of listeners like you, who value public radio and have become a member. Your donation continues to allow us to support local artists and musicians and play the music you want to hear, not what advertisers think we should play. It enables us to broadcast feature story news so you can hear the news, not opinions. Public radio doesn't have an agenda. We're not in the business of pushing our point of view. Our mission is simple. Reflect your interests, not the interests of some corporation. If you believe that having an independent, non-commercial, public radio station in your community is a good idea, become a member now. Find out how by visiting our website at www.kensfm.com. And remember, independence has a cost, and it's as little as $10 a month.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, he is our first combatant of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the masked one himself. He is Elijah Sparks.
How's everybody doing tonight? Appreciate you bringing me on.
Good. How are you, Elijah? Good to have you.
I'm doing pretty good. Appreciate you guys having me on here tonight.
All right. Well, Elijah, I want to introduce you to my co-host. We have Onyx to my left, and we have Granny Hulkster on my right.
How you doing?
Which she knows me, Icon.
Oh,
I know. We're going to get into that.
Elijah Sparks knows who I am, and I've got questions I need to ask him tonight.
Well,
okay.
we'll get into that in a second. But Elijah, before we get into the interview here, and at the end of the towards the end of the interview, you have a little nonprofit organization that we're going to let you pitch. We'll talk about that at the beginning. Towards the end of the interview, we'll give you enough time to do that. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, Elijah, real quick, before we do the roundtable. If you want to give us a little background about yourself, and then we'll have some fun and talk to you.
Sounds good. I'm Elijah Sparks. I've been wrestling for about 5.5 years. Pretty soon it'll be 6. I went through a couple of different phases. Started out as the resident superhero and eventually evolved to the greatest superhero when I had a little bit more, let's just say, everything got to my head, so I wanted to be more of my own, not just the resident superhero, but the greatest. And then now I'm just the best reject out there. I'm the reject Elijah Sparks. You know, you can call me, some people think I'm a joker. Well, I'm not the joker. I'm my own character here. Similar looks can be deceiving. But that's about all you need to know about Elijah. And, you know, if anyone else wants to know, they can definitely look me up.
And the one thing about Elijah that people don't know is you're actually now a part of the Three Timers Club here on Attitude Era Live. This is the third appearance you've been on with us. And I do appreciate you tagging in for our one guest who unfortunately dislocated his shoulder, and he's nursing his injuries right now. So he was supposed to be live in studio with us, but unfortunately he will have to come on at another time. We wish our friend Scott Kelch all the best luck in the world with his injury, and we know that he'll be back soon. And instead of playing 2 songs in the studio with us, he's going to have to play 7 now. So just to prepare that. Now, Elijah, so when you're wrestling, you know, you do wear a mask, obviously. So are you more of a high flyer, a technical wrestler, or are you just a butt whooper like a Stone Cold Steve Austin? How would you describe your wrestling style?
Well, right now I paint my face up now as the reject. But as far as the reject is more of a beat you down, just wants to inflict a little bit of pain and have some fun while he's doing it. Now, Elijah Sparks, that superhero himself, he likes to be more technical and high-flying. But as far as the reject goes, he can be a little technical, but he likes to just beat you down and have fun watching you basically be in pain.
So does that mean that you do not you don't wear the mask anymore then?
I wouldn't say it's put up or anything, but right at this moment, right now, pretty much everywhere I wrestle at, they really enjoy that reject gimmick, so that's what I've been producing, and I wear a face paint that covers all my face up. Once in a while, I'll bring out like this little scary reject mask that I do have that I kind of present in some of my promos and stuff like that, but as far as that mask, I mean, why I don't need to cover up this beautiful face, because, I mean, this whole deal I'm doing is I'm being tired of being rejected from society, from the fans, because, you know, they cheer, but what are they cheering for? Are they cheering for me, or are they cheering for me to get hurt, or are they cheering for me to succeed? Things like that, you know, I'm tired of being rejected of, so why not show a little bit of a new style, you know?
Right. Elijah Spark is our guest here. We got about 24 minutes. So that kind of leads me to my next question, what led to the change, and you kind of explained that. But we're going to do a quick little roundtable here. Granny's got some things she's going to say, but we're going to hold off on that for just a second, Granny. But let's bring on Onyx. What do you have for our guest, Elijah Sparks? Go ahead, Onyx. What do you have to ask?
I'm already looking and Facebooking and admiring, and I'm actually inspired and motivated because Onyx is Bronco Billy from WOW, WW, Glow, WOW, now Onyx with her own company, Smash Bam Pal, 20 years, 3 or 4 or 5 wrestling schools, on my way to Vegas, on my way to L.A., LFC, And sometimes I lose my inspiration because it just happens. But listening and looking at this guy, you just filled my cup. Like, you have inspired me, and keep following your dreams, and keep following your heart, and keep following your passion, and keep following your vision, and never give up. And I like the direction you're going in, and I hope to definitely meet you one day. What state are you in?
I am in Oklahoma, Tulsa Base.
Oklahoma.
All
right.
I was
going to
say the state of confusion,
LA. We got to get you out of Oklahoma. I'm sure you go outside of Oklahoma to wrestle.
Once in a while, I've hit Kansas and Arkansas areas.
Okay.
That's about where I've been so far. I would love to be further out. That's the whole goal there with that. It's just needing to meet different promoters and bookers and all that other fun stuff and.
It's really cheap to fly now. I think I got a round trip to Vegas and back for like $300. And it is who you know. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I've slept in my rental car before and comfortably. So, you know, keep stuff like that in mind because keep praying, keep having faith, and keep going in the direction you're going because I like what you're doing.
Well, Elijah Sparks, our guest here. We got about 21 minutes here with Elijah. Well, I'll tell you, Granny has some apparently you know Granny, and I knew that when I booked you. I knew that the first time I booked you. I knew that the second time I booked you. I knew that the third time I booked you. So, Granny... of course, we're on the air here. We're on 89.1 Ken's FM live in Fargo, North Dakota. Be nice. What do you got for our guest, Elijah Sparks? Go ahead, Granny.
Well, first of all, before I ask my questions, Icon, he needs to talk about this organization because my questions has to do with the last show I attended at this organization that he wrestles for. So why don't we let him talk about Wrestling Against Hunger first, because my questions has to tie in directly with Wrestle Against Hunger.
Okay. Well, go ahead then.
Wrestle Against Hunger is an organization that a particular church called Living Hope Fellowship, they've been doing giving out food for families for the past, I want to say since 2017, is I believe, was when they started doing that. And the pastor himself loves pro wrestling, like loves everything about it. And he was, you know, him and I knew him back in 2017, and he kind of brought an idea to me and was like, hey, what would you think if, you know, a pastor, you know, started his own wrestling company? And I was like, well, I don't see an issue with that. You know, you just need certain ideas to bring everything up. So a couple of years later passed, he got certain things going and added that on. So whatever money they make or donations they get, it goes back towards their benefits for their food ministry that they give out at least once or twice a month to families that need it.
And how long have you been with the organization?
Since day one, his promotion started last year around September, so he's got about a full year on him right now. They're trying to build off of that, so.
And is there a website for the organization?
Yes, start off, you can check them out on Facebook, Wrestle Against Hunger, Instagram. They've got a YouTube channel, brand new, so. And then if you want to, like, check any kind of events out or anything like that, you can go to www.wrestleagainsthunger.com.
Wow.
And you can check out all the information on there. And it's a good organization. That's one more reason why, I like things like that. Like, if it helps somebody else out, you know, and I definitely wanted to be a part of that. So as soon as I got the knowledge that he was going to do it, I was like, I'm in. Let's do it. So.
And it is a great nonprofit organization, and I'm glad that you're able to talk to us about that, and I'm glad that I'm able to give you the time here on 89.1 Ken's FM. We have Elijah Sparks. We have about 18 minutes here left with Elijah. So we mentioned that. We'll mention again before the end here. But now, Granny, you mentioned you had some other questions. First off, how do you know Elijah? When did he first get in your face at an event?
Well, you know, Elijah, when he was Elijah Sparks, he was part of a wonderful group of heroes called Space Age at Wrestling for a Cause, which you know I'm a big part of. And Wrestling for a Cause just had their 10th year anniversary show on Saturday. It was an awesome, amazing night of wrestling. But, you know, there was a little controversy, you know, and everything. And then, you know, Elijah Sparks kind of went his separate ways, and now he is known as Reject at WAH. And but I've known Elijah for, you know, a few years, you know. I mean, I've known him for quite some time. And, yes, I've had to talk smack to him at times, you know, but what I am wanting to talk about right now is because my husband and I had the opportunity to attend the first part of October, our first Wrestle Against Hunger show. And it was an amazing night of wrestling. I loved it. It was awesome. But I got a little bone to pick with this gentleman right now because two of my good friends were having a match, Paul Puerto Rico and Rob Cabela. They were having a match, and it was a title match for Rob's championship belt. Well, for some reason, Miss Lavender, who is Reject's valet manager, whatever you want to call her, she has to come out, and she's walking around trying to get candy from everybody in the audience. Well, then all of a sudden, this door opens up, and Reject's partner comes out of this closet, door, whatever you want to call it, you know. And Reject all of a sudden shows up, and they interfere in the match, and they take out Paul Puerto Rico and Rob Cabela. Well, you know, Granny, and anybody that knows me, you know, I start chanting tag team match, and boy, everybody was wanting the tag team match. Well, now, at the next show on November 6th, and I'm sure Elijah Sparks will be talking about this, he is going to be facing Paul Puerto Rico in a one-on-one match. Now,
sounds interesting.
Why? I want to know why. What gave you all that right to interfere, number one, in that match? And what are your plans for Paul Puerto Rico on November 6th? Because, you know, Paul Puerto Rico, you know, he was the original started Space Age, and you were a part of that you know, you were a part of that group for a very, very long time, you know. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if you lost your train of thought or why you did what you did or, you know, what made you change your attitude about Paul Puerto Rico, because I know you all used to be very good friends at one time. So what if you, I mean, what was the reasoning behind all of this? And what is your plan for Paul on November 6th?
Well, Granny, you sure do got a lot to say, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
He always does. That's why we love her.
Well, Granny, I'll answer all your questions here. You know, first off, you talk about my tag partner, Dr. Corvus, coming out of a closet. Actually, no, that was a that is a casket.
Well, casket, whatever you want to call it, whatever you wanted to call it. It was an upright casket, okay? It didn't look like a casket. It was an upright casket, okay? I thought it was just a closet because it didn't look like a casket, you know, so.
Well, you want to know why we did what we did? Well, first of all, Rob Cabela was just in my way. So he you know, there's no personal beef with me and Rob Cabela. I mean, you know, he's champ. Let him go be champ, you know what I mean? But as far as Paul Puerto Rico goes, you know just as well as Paul Puerto Rico knows why I did what I did. Because frustration for the past 3.5 years of him being on top of everything, being so accomplished, and he talked about putting Space Age over, talk about how Space Age, we're all going to be champions, we're all going to be a family. Well, you never was there backstage, was you? Because him and I'll even throw Gemini in there, because I just beat Gemini not too long ago, actually a couple weeks ago, so I proved a point to him. But him and Gemini are the guys that, well, let's just say they wanted me to be their bag carrier. They wanted me to be that guy to do what they wanted me to do. See, Aeronaut, he's seen what I seen. That's why he's not around anymore, because Aeronaut got tired of him too. But the difference between me and Aeronaut is I'm actually setting goals and getting out there and doing what I want to do. See, Paul Puerto Rico, he's gonna come out on November 6th at Wrestle Against Hunger. He's gonna come out thinking, you know, I'm gonna beat Elijah Sparks just because that's what he's gonna think. But in reality, he's not gonna beat me. He's not even gonna manage up to what I've got planned for him. You see, by the end of that match, he's going to want to retire. And I'm going to do him a favor. I'm going to help him retire, because he's talked years after years after years after years after years about retiring. Well, I'm going to do him a favor. And I'm going to be the guy that puts Paul Puerto Rico away and sends him packing. But if somehow he can manage to beat me, which he'll probably cheat because he's a cheater. But if he somehow does, well, you know, that it's not gonna end. But I know deep down in my heart, and I know you do too, Grandma, that he's not gonna beat me. He's not gonna beat me. He's not gonna beat Dr. Corvus. Heck, he couldn't beat Miss Lavender. He might be able to beat Arrow Kid, but he can't beat me.
Well, he's not going to beat Arrow Kid, because Arrow Kid's on his side. But, you know, unfortunately, I am not going to be able to be in attendance that night because of a previous obligation that I have to be at. But I will tell you, if I was there, I guarantee Granny would be in Paul Puerto Rico's corner for sure. Now, I have one more question I need to ask you. Your entrance music, why don't you share with the fans about your entrance music? What is that all about? And, you know, who came up with that? I'm kind of curious. You know, share with all the fans about your entrance theme music that you have.
Well, Granny, that is something so special. And, yes, I am the leader of the Rejects, but there's always a leader over a leader, if you really think about it. And our true leader is Miss Raven Black of Raven Black Band. She is the lady that sings the song that we come out to, that gets us motivated to bring a little bit of pain. So Miss Raven Black, you can look her up on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. They produce pretty cool music. If you like heavy metal, then you'll like what she has to offer.
And, Elijah, you have to eventually get us hooked up with her. Real quick here, we got Elijah Sparks. We've got about 8 minutes. We're going to take a quick time out, and then we'll be right back. 1 second. And make sure you do come out October 31st on to support Ken's FM, and we'll help keep Attitude Air live on the air here. And all proceeds go to benefit KNNZ 89.1 FM. So if you like what we're doing, if you like what Ken's doing, if you like 89.1, make sure you get out to 1500 11th Street North, Moorhead, Minnesota, the Meridian, on October 31st. Doors do open at 7 o'clock. Icon will unfortunately not be there because I'll be going away on my honeymoon that weekend, but I employ all of you that are listening here in the Fargo area to get out there and support Ken's FM. And if you like Attitude Air Live, make sure you let Ken know that when you see him. And if you don't like Attitude Air Live, don't say anything. No, I'm kidding. We have 5 minutes here left.
We have 5 minutes. Halloween. Now that's scary.
Yeah, we got Elijah Sparks here. We got about 5 minutes here left with Elijah. And for those that are listening right now, we got a little chore for you. If you go to our Off the Ropes page on Facebook, you go to Ken's FM 89.1 page on Facebook, and if you do a donation to help Ken's station, which is as little as $10 a month, we'll automatically get you qualified to win an autograph for our big December giveaway show. When you win an autograph from a past guest, current guest, or a future guest, I will send the notification via Messenger that you are a winner, and we'll go from there. And, Elijah, hopefully
I'll
if you could.
I'll mail you right now 20 autographed pictures of Onyx, a.k.a. Bronco Billy, to your show for you to distribute. I'll mail you 20
right.
pictures as soon as I get to the mailbox.
All right. And then, Elijah, I don't know if you have anything that you can autograph for us. Would you be willing to donate us a few as well?
Oh, yeah. I meant to do that last time. I got so busy. But, yeah, I can get some going. I probably won't get them out until my next show because that's when I'll have my merch box and my tag partners got them. But I will get some.
Well, that's
out.
Fine. As long as we can get them by, as long as we can get them by the last week of December, we're good.
Cool beans. Yeah, just send me address and all the other stuff I need to send it to, and I will put them all together.
Hey, Icon.
Right, yes.
Real quick, why don't we let Elijah Sparks re-promote his show and the date and the time? And also, if I'm not mistaken, Elijah, aren't you all going to be doing a special thing? You're wanting people to bring canned non-perishable food items to the event to help with the families for Thanksgiving. Is that correct? Am I right about that?
Yes, I believe that you're more than welcome to do that. I know another thing they do there is clothing, is they give out clothing as well. So
mm-hmm.
if I have a piece of clothing that you don't wear, you can bring that and they'll be able to, you know, have that cleaned and donate that too as well to somebody that may need some clothing. But
real quick, if our fans want to check you out, do you we'll have you talk about that. But also, if you have a Facebook, an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, what do you got? And then tell us how to find the organization.
Yeah, mine is Elijah Sparks. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram. I got a TikTok. They're all Elijah Sparks, which makes it pretty easy. You'll know because it'll either be my old mask character on the promo pic or on the profile picture, or it'll be the new character that you – it ain't hard to miss. And then, one more time, Saturday, November the 6th, special start time at 3 p.m., Wrestle Against Hunger presents Thanksgiving Beast. And it'll be at the Hope Center, 1821 East, 66th Street North, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You will see a match with Sam Stackhouse versus the world, the WAH heavyweight champion of Dan Weber. You will see a tag team match of Corporal Punishment and Pastor Brent versus Most Wanted. And then you will see Paul Puerto Rico, the extraterrestrial, Paul Puerto Rico versus the reject, Elijah Sparks. It's a show you don't want to miss. The pricing is free general admission, but if you want front row VIP, with front row VIP, I believe you get front row, and I think you will get something free from concession stand and maybe something else. I could be wrong, but I know you get something with that. and that is
$15. Well, I know the night we came, Icon, we got VIP front row, and we got 4 vouchers for food items from their wonderful concession stand. And they've got they had taco salads, they had nachos, I mean, you name it, they had it. Popcorn, candy drinks, you know, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. But yes, I wish Granny could be there because I really would be in Paul Puerto Rico's corner that day for that show.
Well, when I get
Are you going?
Unfortunately, I have another commitment that same day that I have to be at around that same time, so I will not be able to be there. But just rest assured, Elijah Sparks, you will see Granny back at Wrestle Against Hunger. And I will be, whenever I do come back, I will make sure I'm in Paul Puerto Rico's corner for sure.
Do we have
and,
any callers
with that
calling
being said,
in? If a caller calls in right now, I'll buy him a VIP ticket.
All right. And with that being said, Elijah, we thank you for joining us, and we'll definitely have you on again. And we want to help you promote anything you got. Just keep in contact with me. We're going to take a quick little timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our next guest.
As a non-commercial radio station, Ken's FM survives in large part by the generosity of listeners like you who value public radio and have become a member. Your donation continues to allow us to support local artists and musicians and play the music you want to hear, not what advertisers think we should play. It enables us to broadcast feature story news so you can hear the news, not opinions. Public radio doesn't have an agenda. We're not in the business of pushing our point of view. Our mission is simple. Reflect your interests, not the interests of some corporation. If you believe that having an independent, non-commercial, public radio station in your community is a good idea, become a member now. Find out how by visiting our website at www.kensfm.com. And remember, independence has a cost, and it's as little as $10 a month.
And we are live here on 89.1 Ken's FM, and now stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, our second combatant of the night, and she has got barbed wire bat in hand. She is the one and only, she is Michelle Cooper.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for giving my real name.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just playing with you. That's cool. Everybody can know my real name because I'm not shy about it. I'm proud of my family name. But yeah, I am actually Jules Malone, the hardcore princess, but you just so happen to have my real name on Facebook. So what is up, everybody?
Well, we want to thank you.
Hi, Jules.
We want to thank you, Jules, for taking time on your schedule. We have Jules Malone here. We got about 28 minutes here with Jules. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and we'll do a roundtable. And you have Onyx to my left, and then you have Granny Hulkster on my right here as you're listening to your radio. What we're going to do here, Jules, is if you give us a little background about yourself, and then we're going to have some fun with this interview.
Okay, that sounds great. What did you want to know? And I will definitely share that with you.
Well, whatever. I'll tell you what. How long have you been in the wrestling business?
Cumulatively, I have been in the business for a total of 14 years. That's 3 years as a wrestling manager and 11 years as a professional wrestler.
Now, was it difficult to transfer from manager to wrestler?
You know what? It was a little bit more of a timely process because I took an 8-year hiatus to get 2 university degrees. And then as soon as I finished my second degree, the final exam, I said, okay, now it's time to become a professional wrestler. And so, yeah, honestly, it was just something that I really needed to do. I was a Muay Thai fighter for about 4 years prior to becoming a wrestling manager. So I've always had that a lot more of like the fighting skills. And so, yeah, the transition was just more of like a timely thing. So as soon as I got into the wrestling training, it was pretty easy because I just always stayed athletic and active, and I've just always been really violent. So it just sort of worked out organically.
So I'm just kind of curious, what university did you go to that gives you a degree in butt kicking?
Well, that's the School of Hard Knocks, because I'm from Toronto, so that's just that's how we roll here, especially where I'm from. But yeah, my degrees are actually all in accounting and finance.
Well, you know what they say. you know what they say. Accountants do it without losing their balance.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah.
Thanks, Big Swing. I knew you were out there somewhere. So now I'm kind of curious, Jewel, about your wrestling style. I mean, I did make a promo picture with you, and you got a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. So are you more of a high flyer like a Rey Mysterio? Are you a technical wrestler like a Bret Hart? Or are you just a butt kicker like a Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I'm going to have to tell you that I took a versatile approach. I started off at Squared Circle, and they did a little bit more lucha style, so I could do that kind of stuff, which is a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun with that. Did song style. I could do a lot of fun technical stuff when I feel like it. However, I find I excel most in ultra-violence, and so I like a lot of blood, sharp things, and just like, you know, just like I want to make people cringe, and I want people to regret saying yes to a booking with me, you know? It's just fun.
Which is why I stopped calling you at 2 in the morning. We have Jules, our guest here. We got about 24 minutes. Before we continue here, we'll go to Onyx, and then we'll go to Granny. But now, when you're and it's pretty obvious, I would guess, are you more of a baby face, a heel, an in-betweeny? Are you more of a crowd individual?
I'm just going to have to say that I'm just like an extreme badass. So, you know, people are just going to, I think they just like me. They can't dislike me because they would probably just be really scared and regret it. So I think they just like grow to love me, or they just love to hate me. But generally when I'm in like areas and like different countries and stuff like that, and they already know who I am, there's already Jules Malone fans, it's just I'm automatically going to be a face. And then even when I try to be heel sometimes, they just grow to love me because they're like, you know, I was expecting you to be somebody else, but you really kick ass. I'm just saying that because I'm biased, too.
Well, that's kind of cool. Well, I'll tell you what, Onyx, we have Jewel Malone here as our guest here. What do you have for our guest? Go ahead, Onyx. We have exactly 22 minutes. Go ahead.
I like it. I love it. It's like she's my sister. Brutal, pain, hurt, fighter, wrestler. I mean, I can't wait to meet you. What state are you in?
I am actually in Canada. I'm in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah, where are you? I love all these compliments. Where are you at?
I am currently in Baltimore. I used to live in Los Angeles. I'm on my way to Vegas to do LFC Lingerie Fighting Championship. You might fit in perfect over there.
Yeah, it's like, would they allow me to, like, come in, like, barbed wire lingerie and just, like, tear it up
yeah.
on other people?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. I love that. That's so cool.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
as uncomfortable as that outlet.
To kick some booty.
We need to use the term booty. I appreciate that. And as uncomfortable as that outfit sounds, barbed wire bikinis and, well, anyway, it sounds like you could get very ripped. You know what I mean?
You're not going to feel a thing. It's just everybody else, their little thoughts.
And you could also put a sign on your back that says hands off or else. No. We have Jules Malone as our guest here, and we have about 20 minutes. I'm going to take a quick little step away here. Granny, go ahead. What do you have for our guest? Jules, go ahead.
Well, it does sound like she's a little heelish, you know, icon. And, you know, Granny, as you know, I do not like the heels. And I can talk some pretty good smack to them when I have to, being the big, huge wrestling fan that I am. I mean, I think I would have a lot of fun interacting with you at a wrestling show. I really would.
I can only tell that we would have really good chemistry. I'm already, like, picturing it. I think it's going to be stellar. I think it needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would be good because, you know, I've had so many wrestlers over the years tell me to sit down and shut up before I break a hip, or don't you have a curfew at the nursing home, you know, and I'm 59 years old, but I tell you, I can still talk smack to the best of them when I have to, and I think I would have a lot of fun interacting with you. But,
yeah, I think you'd be really fun with those one-liners. I think that'd be real good.
Yeah. One of my questions to you is, if you had an opportunity to have any kind of dream match, who would you want? What kind of match would you want it to be, and who would you want your opponent to be?
Oh, that's an excellent question. I've always really wanted to, just because, like, back when I first started wrestling, I really wanted to have a match with Bull Nakano in Japan. Stipulation, I think I would just want to have a really good technical match with her.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then, but, like, if I were to say someone, like, little present, I can't decide who my opponent would be, but one of my retirement matches needs to be in Japan, and I want an exploding barbed wire match.
Wow.
Yeah. So fun.
That's awesome.
Well, that sounds,
I like it.
That sounds interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if they'd ever let me in Canada again, I'd like to be your manager for that, and I guarantee you will not lose. But before we can continue here, we got to do a couple legal things here, and we'll be right back in a little bit.
Thanks.
You're listening to 89.1 Ken's FM, KNFM. Independent public radio for Fargo, Moorhead, and the Penguins. Also on the web at www.kensfm.com.
And we are live here in Fargo, North Dakota, 89.1 Ken's FM. We have Jules Malone as our guest here. We got about 19 minutes. Now, we won't spend too much time on this, Jules, because it's kind of a depressing subject, you know. But let's talk a little bit about it. You know, we had COVID, and you know, we're kind of, you know, I thought we were turning the corner, and then we were going to be done with it, and then it showed up in our rearview mirror again. But I think we're a lot smarter this time and how to conquer it. But kind of take us through a little bit on how COVID affected you, your career in your area. Did you have to lose a lot of things that will be rescheduled? Did you have to blank out your schedule, your calendar to a certain part to get back into it? Kind of take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, not a problem. So March, my last match was mid-March 2020, and then it was 2 days after that, after my last matches, we went into lockdown. And because of where I live, our government made us stay inside. We're locked in. Our gyms were shut down. Wrestling shows held on as long as they could to have the bookings, however, the venues, and because of everything that was going on, a lot of shows got canceled. I had flights down for the U.S. because I had about 2 weeks of traveling to do down there for wrestling shows, so that got canceled. And then for a little bit in the summertime, we had things open up, but then only for everything to be shut down again. And then coming to November 2020, you know, like, I was trying to get into training as much as possible, but not accepting any bookings because I didn't want to be a part of something, just like where I live, where you can compromise the fans' health and everybody else's health. You know what I mean? Just recently this year, things have started to open up. I think it was in August I felt like being okay to start accepting bookings again, because my stance was, you know, we have fans are going to have a little bit more of, like, an, like, compromised immune system and that sort of thing. So I didn't want to be the person who was saying yes. So just because of that and all this time, I have lost so much time. But at the same time, on a positive note, I gained that quality of life. I got my life back because it was 11 years just being on the road all the time on the weekends. So, and it just like allowed me to reflect and redesign who Jules Malone is, what I want to do next. So like the hardest part was not being able to live my passion and just my dream for everything I've worked for so long. That was heartbreaking. But at the same time, just took everything as a great insult and then just like, okay, happy to be back now and just take it very slowly because I don't want to just like jump in and then risk hurting myself, risk hurting somebody else or like, you know, like there's certain things like, you know, it just takes time to prepare and I didn't want to jump right back in. So, yeah, COVID sucked. But I can sit there and dwell or I can just be resilient like everybody else and just like move on and be like, okay, well, that's over. Yeah, we're all more prepared now, but, you know, it's different for every other country too. That was the other thing. The hardest thing was for me watching, especially the U.S., they had a little, like you guys had a lot more leniency when it came to running shows. And, you know, like at the same time, I was feeling really sad that I wasn't able to wrestle, but then I was really happy and living vicariously through the wrestlers and the fans being able to still continue enjoying wrestling. So it's just like, it can be taken so many different ways. It sucked, but it's okay because I'm here now doing shows. I have more shows coming up back in the gym. So the past is the past. Just looking forward to the future, and I still hate COVID.
and we do as well. We have Jules Malone's our guest here. We got about 15 minutes now. So now you mentioned that you guys were on lockdown, and that's unfortunate, you know. And you're right. We were a little lenient here, and like I say, we're not going to turn this into an opinion thing here. So we'll just kind of move on. But now, speaking of current events, when is your next event? If you know what it is, like when is it? Where is it? How can fans check it out?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have, I'll just name a couple of my upcoming events. This on the 31st, I am working for Championship Wrestling in Ontario, and it's in Toronto. It's matinee Mask of Race. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I also have a show on the 6th of November, and that is actually going to be over in the province of Quebec. And I have a three-way match. It's with Lutz. I'm losing the name right now. It is Fédération Montagnard de Lutz, and it's obviously in French. So that's going to be it's a six-man tag. And it's going to be it's intergender also, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. We're going to be using weapons. And then on this 12th of November, I will be defending my Pro Wrestling Eclipse Flame Championship. I'm not going to give away who my opponent is, but I'm looking forward to defending it.
All right. And, well, without giving the opponent away, have you faced this opponent before?
Nope. This will be a first-time match.
And, every guest that we've had on that has won a title or had a title that's been on with us, they have never lost it. Last I looked, we're at, and I'm not kidding about this, we're at 6,000-0. We've been doing the show for 6 years, and any guest that's went for a title has won it and kept it. Because, if you lose it after you win it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect our record. Or if they've had a title and they've defended that title after they've been on the show or just before they were on the show, they have not lost it. So you got to keep our streak alive. I mean, we got a bigger streak than Goldberg. And we're on 89.1 here at Ken's FM. We're going to take a quick timeout and talk about another quick current event coming, and we'll be right back. And yes, we want you to get out there and attend that. That's on Halloween night, October 31st, of course. Doors open at 7. $10 with a coupon. $10 with a costume, $15 without a costume. All ages Halloween show, and of course, 21 to drink. Down at the Meridian Event Center, 1500 11th Street North, Moorhead, Minnesota. And get down there, support Ken, and support Attitude Air Live by showing up at that event. And if you do like our show, make sure you let Ken know that. And if you don't like our show, don't say anything. I'm kidding, of course. But we love 89.1 Ken's FM. We love being on the air every Monday night. So assuring that we'll still be on benefits the show. And speaking of benefits, we have a little thing going on right now. If you go to our Off the Ropes page and you like that, you go to Ken's 89.1 page on Facebook. And if you do a donation, it's only $10 a month to help Ken keep on the air here on Ken KNNZ 89.1 FM. It's $10 a month. So help us out. Help Ken out so we can keep bringing you great content, not corporation-driven. We let the listeners decide what we're doing, and we appreciate all of you, so we all want you to come out and help us out there and support us. And we got Jules Malone here. We got about 9 minutes. And speaking of Jules, I don't know if you're able to do this or not, Jules, but, you know, we got a big December giveaway show coming up. And if you like our page, like Ken's page, and you donate, you'll automatically be qualified for our December giveaway to win autographs from a past guest, future guest, or current guest. And if you could do a few for us, we sure would appreciate it there, Jules.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll definitely check it out. Thank you for letting me know.
All right. And I just send you an address. Whatever you can send us, we sure would appreciate it. And, you know, because I know that, you know, you don't like those 2 a.m. phone calls from the icon. So when I saw that you actually have the barbed wire bat in your hallway, next to the door and the phone, I figured I'll stop calling. I'll start calling a little like at noon or whatever. But anyway, Jules Malone's our guest here. We got about 8 minutes left. So if our fans wanted to check you out and see what you're doing, you got a Facebook, you got an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can definitely follow me on Twitter. That is at Jules Malone. Instagram, it is the Jules Malone. And for Facebook people, you can definitely check me out on Fans of Jules Malone. And if you love to watch matches on YouTube, all you have to do is type in the search bar Jules Malone, and you will see an array of different types of matches going all the way back from when I first started. So there's so much content out there. I do not do Twitch, but that is something I am considering very soon when I have a little bit more time from running the Hardcore Kingdom here. And, yeah, I think that's it. And then also, like, if you want to just do some random research on Google, you just type in my name there, and there's just so much stuff there. People have been really good at keeping track of everything I do. And, yeah, so there's a lot of stuff there. And if you're looking for T-shirts at all, you can find my shop on ProWrestlingTees.com.
Now, speaking of YouTube, is there any one match that you'd want our fans to gravitate towards to check out first, one that you're, like, extremely proud of that you'd like them to talk about?
Actually, you know what? I think it's because I think if you want to see some of my matches, you might want to look at there's some matches from Rise that I'm quite proud of. Then I also, like, there's a lot of, like, newer stuff. You've seen on, like, CWO, and then there's and then you'll find some really good hardcore matches in there also. It's honestly, it just depends on the individual person who's looking it up. But like I say, like, and there's also Title Match Network from when I was down in, when I was in Texas. There's some fun stuff in there too. So honestly, some of my matches, I have one match that's at 47 million views, which I'm quite proud of, and that's the hardcore match. And, yeah, you can just see. You'll be able to tell which ones are the more popular ones by, like, the amount of views.
Well, you know, Onyx, you know, you kind of mentioned a little bit, you know, Jules, that, you know, Onyx, she is basically the queen of the LFC. She's the reason why, you know, like Tony Schiavone would say, She's the one that puts the butts in the seats, in my opinion, and everybody else's. But would you ever consider trying out for LFC?
I don't know. That sounds like a very interesting idea. I don't know if they'd let me, if I could put thumbtacks on my gloves, I think that would be really fun. If we can get, like, LFP with a little bit of sharp stuff, then, yeah, maybe we could.
And, you know, one question I like to ask all our independent wrestlers, and I'll put it to you, two-part question. Let's just say that you're at an event in Toronto there, and, like, somebody from WWE or AEW or Ring of Honor, you know, they say, hey, we're going to be having tryouts in the area in a couple weeks. We'd like you to check out. Two-part question. One, is that something you'd want to do? And two, if you do get that big-time contract, would you not big-time us and still talk to us?
Like the tryouts, I've already had a couple things here and there. I don't want to, like, drop any names, but I'm definitely open to more tryouts and different opportunities. And I am actually a very real person, so when people offer opportunities to share my stories and talk about myself and what I think about wrestling, I'm not the type of person to be like, oh, I'm here now, I'm very real, and I'm very approachable. So that would not change.
That's awesome. And probably the coolest example of that was Kenzie Page. She was part of AEW, and Big Swing was watching the show, and she said, "Hey, you gotta turn on the TV. Kenzie Page is on there." And after the show, I called her, and lo and behold, she took my call and she kept her promise. So, you know, you're a genuine individual, and we're happy that you joined us, and we would love to have you join us again. And any other wrestlers that you could hook us up with, have them send me a message on Facebook Messenger, and I'd like to get them on as well. We'd like to get as many independent wrestlers on our show as we can.
Oh, I definitely have somebody in mind, and they're actually listening right now. I'm not going to give it away, but I am definitely going to put you and them in contact. And I know they're smiling right now because they know what I'm saying. So, yes, I will be more than happy to connect you guys with each other. And it can be a nice big
right,
surprise.
And did you show the individual that collector's card I made for you? What was your opinion on that? Did you like that?
I thought it was really great, and it's actually on my Instagram story right now, today.
There you go. And you can use that for whatever you want. It's just that if anybody asks you, you made it, just say it's your egotistical buddy in Fargo, North Dakota on 89.1, Ken's FM.
Ooh, I definitely feel.
Well, I'll tell you what, we do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to join us, and we will definitely have you on again. Have the individual send me a message, and we'll get them on as well. And we appreciate you, Jules, everything you do, and we do love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jules.
Great. Oh, thank you. It was wonderful speaking with each one of you, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again.
Awesome.
Bye.
Thank
you.
No,
bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
All right. Jules Malone, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick little time out here, and we will be back with our final guest here in about 60 seconds.
As a non-commercial radio station, Ken's FM survives in large part by the generosity of listeners like you, who value public radio and have become a member. Your donation continues to allow us to support local artists and musicians and play the music you want to hear, not what advertisers think we should play. It enables us to broadcast feature story news so you can hear the news, not opinions. Public radio doesn't have an agenda. We're not in the business of pushing our point of view. Our mission is simple. Reflect your interests, not the interests of some corporation. If you believe that having an independent, non-commercial, public radio station in your community is a good idea, become a member now. Find out how by visiting our website at www.kensfm.com. And remember, independence has a cost, and it's as little as $10 a month.
And yes, please make your donations. We We would appreciate it here on Attitude Air Live, and Ken would appreciate it as well on 89.1 Ken's FM. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, our third guest of the night, with guitar in hand, she has got a great soothing voice, and she's going to share that with us right now. She is Carla Ulbrich.
Hey, this is Carla Ulbrich. You're listening to the Attitude Era Live on 89.1 Ken's FM with your host, the Icon, the Big Swing, and Granny Hulkster.
Hey, Carla, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You have Granny Hulkster on my left here, and you have Onyx on my right here as you're listening. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and we'll do a roundtable, and we'll come back to me, and I'll ask you the difficult questions. But before we do that, if you could give us a quick little background about yourself, and then we'll have some fun with the interview. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I've been writing humorous songs for a long time, a couple of decades, and I've got 10 albums out, and I do all kinds of online shows these days. I was touring all over the country. I've been heard on Dr. Demento, Sirius XM Comedy. I'm from South Carolina, and now I live in New Jersey.
And now you mentioned that is your songs more like, are they more like parodies? Are they serious songs? Are they songs you wrote? And what is your main genre? Do you have more than one?
Well, my genre, which is not a genre, is comedy music. I write funny songs. I write them in all styles: swing, country, pop, and then I do some parodies. But I also, I write those, and then I also write, real songs. Although some people would say that funny songs aren't real songs. So, I finish a whole set and they go, "Do you do any real songs?" And I'm like, "Oh, I guess those, you imagine those? I don't know." So, I do a little bit of everything.
Well, with that being said, I'm kind of curious. I've always wanted to know about parodies. We're on 89.1 here at Ken's FM. We have we have our great famous guest here. We have Carla here with us, and we have about 37 minutes. Now, when you're doing a parody and you do a parody of a song, how does that work with the original artist? You have to get their permission, and if you do get their permission, do you have to use a certain amount of the same words from the song to make it work? Kind of take us through that process.
Well, there's no obligation to use a certain number of the words legally. Comedically, it helps if you could make it sound, the more you can make it sound like the original song, the funnier it is. Well, you've got to have an idea that's funny, too. But the permission thing is not necessary, but I know that Weird Al always asks for permission. So that you don't get a cease and desist letter. But everything I've been told is that the Supreme Court said that as long as this gets into really legalese, but as long as it's a commentary on the original, then it's parody. If you just borrow the tune and it has nothing to do with the original idea, then you're basically borrowing the music. You're not making a commentary on the original idea. I don't know if that's
you mentioned Weird Al. Like he's got a line in his first song, "Get yourself an egg and beat it." When he did the parody of the song "Beat It," and I know that he did. He became enemies with Coolio, doing his Amish Paradise, and even though that he said he got permission to use the song. Apparently, Coolio says different, but we won't get into that. But now you mentioned that you put out, you said, was it 10 albums, was it?
Yes.
And I put out an album several years ago, and it was a comedy album myself, and it actually went aluminum.
Oh, my God.
The big swing is out there. I'm going to ask a few more questions, and we'll do a little roundtable here. So, what was the title of your first album, and what is the title of your most recent album?
My first album was called Her Fabulous Debut, because I wanted to make the DJ say that.
Right.
And my most recent album, I put out two albums last year. I put out one called The Loud Album, and then I also put out entire album. It's called Inside Jokes, and it's all songs about living in lockdown.
That's kind of cool. And we'll talk about how to get those. And of course, for those of you that are listening to Ken's 89.1 FM, you know that we do have a contest going. So if you go to our Facebook page, Off the Ropes, and you like that, and you go to Ken's FM 89.1 page on Facebook, like that, and if you do a donation, $10 a month to help Ken's out, you'll automatically get qualified to win an autograph from a past guest, a current guest, or a future guest. And hopefully, Carla, I'll understand if you turn me down on this, but maybe you'd be willing to send us some autographs for some giveaways for that show?
Absolutely.
Awesome. I'll tell you what, we're going to do a little roundtable here. Let's start with Onyx first. She's, like I said, she's on my sitting on my right here. Onyx, what do you have for our guest? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I just think it's really cool in, like, the world today to make people laugh and make people happy and to have a dream and a passion and to do what you love and be able to do what you love. And I honor that. And for the fans listening, I hope that everyone can just follow their heart, maybe make someone laugh. I like the way you took a twist off of your music, and I really wish you much more success and many more laughs and whatever you do. And it takes a special person to do that. It really does. You have to dig down deep to do what you do. And I appreciate that. So I'm going to start becoming a bigger fan of yours. And I've already shared and liked your pages. And I hope to meet you one day.
Wow, thank you so much. That's just a beautiful thought. I really appreciate that.
Yep. And
you
it's
know,
true.
And, you know, Michelle, the cool thing is, you know, Onyx is, she's the reason why LFC is as successful as they are. And we'll talk about some of my song ideas I have for you in a little bit, because I know that our fans in the chat room are wondering when I'm going to try and get famous. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's bring Granny out here. You know, she doesn't really like the song Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, because Granny's usually the one she's usually the one behind the wheel. If you ever heard the song Little Old Lady from Pasadena, that's who Granny is. Granny, what do you got for our guest? Go ahead.
Well, I'm just really enjoying this interview, and it just sounds like you've had an amazing career. And I mean, what made you decide you wanted to do something like this? I mean,
right? Oh, that's a great question. You know, I started out like super nerdy. I actually have a degree in classical guitar, but since I was a little kid. I'm first of all a middle child of two PhDs, so that probably is all I have to say. I don't have the kind of smarts that my parents have. I'd like to play with words, but I can't do math. I just can't get math. But I love to play with words. And being the middle child, you're always the person who's, like, trying to, you know, diffuse everything with humor and you know, make people laugh when they're fighting with each other. So I've always been taking songs and twisting the words to them like we used to do in Girl Scouts and camp and stuff. And I would do that at home to, you know, diffuse any tension. And I don't know, somewhere the two merged, my nerdy classical guitar and my wanting people to laugh, and it just all came together. When I was doing all these serious songs and then telling ridiculous stories in between the songs, And someone looked at me one day and said, why don't you make that song into a, why don't you make that ridiculous story into a song? And I was like, oh, I never thought to do that. And that's when it all started.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Carla Ulbrich is our guest here, and we have about 30 minutes here on CANS FM 89.1. Before we continue here, we got to take a brief time out and pay a few bills. We'll be right back. And we are live here on 89.1 CANS FM in Fargo, North Dakota. We have Carla Ulbrich as our guest here. We got about 29 minutes. Now, when you decide to do a parody, I'm kind of curious now. Do you like listen to a song like I Can Parody That, or does someone come to you with an idea of a song to parody? Kind of take us through that.
Well, it is very strange how things come to you. I don't, like, sit down and I do now because I have in the last 2 weeks, I have a friend named Bill Larkin who does this parody improv show on Twitch where he just makes up, he'll like just, okay, tell me a song and what song do you want it to be a parody? Like, what parody? Give me a song and a parody idea. And then he just does it on the spot and he's just so talented. And, really funny, but that gets my wheels turning, and I start looking through my computer for like all my favorite songs that I listen to all the time. I'm like, let's see, what could that be turned into? But I don't usually think that way. That's not how I come up with my own things. I just figure out, like, you know, what am I just really annoyed about? And usually that's something that everybody else is also annoyed about. So it works out pretty well because people like the songs. They're like, I totally agree with that. But yeah, I usually try to come from like, what do I have to say? And then I figure out how do I have to say it? Is it going to be an original song? Or does it map really well to, as a parody to a song that doesn't sound like a phrase in a song that I listen to all the time that I really like or that I used to listen to all the time. So, and it really all, for me, the seed all starts with often the best stuff is in conversation when I'm hanging out with a friend or my husband or somebody, and we're just like making each other laugh, and then we look at each other and go, okay, that is funny. We have to figure out how to make that into a song. And my husband is like, he's also a songwriter, but he has a real job and with the real songs and the real job. But he has a day job, so he can do math, so he does. And he is kind of my co-conspirator in a lot of these songs.
Carla's our guest here. We got about 26 minutes. So aside from, you know, you're talking about things that annoy you, like phone calls and text messages from me, I understand that, just like most of our guests on the show. But I know our fans are waiting for this to come, so I'm going to kind of put this out there. What would it take to have you write a parody song about myself?
Well, I would just need some juicy information.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you go on Facebook and you check me out, I'm sure there's a lot of content on there. And, you know, let's see. Granny and Onyx, what can you say about Icon? I mean, he's the guy that's trying to get famous and always seems to fall short. He's a great guy, but people never take the time to realize it. Let's see, what else about the Icon? He thinks he's famous, and he's working on it, and he's well-known by a lot of people. I don't know, what else would there, what other tidbits would you need?
Besides sexy, smart, and has all the right questions, the best, come on, we can go on and on and on about you.
Well, I do appreciate that. You know the one song that I always thought would be great for someone to parody about me would be Garden Party by Ricky Nelson.
Oh, okay. Garden
you know,
party.
Went to Icon's party or something like that?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I guarantee you, I mean, if you were to do a song like that, you know, it'll probably sell more than aluminum like my album did. But, you know, I'm serious. I sold 3 copies of my comedy album. I bought one, my mom bought one, and my grandmother bought one.
Oh, good old mom and grandma. Hey, and, you know, go ahead. Oh, no, I was going to change the topic, so I'll let you finish this thread.
Well, I was going to say, the last time I saw this, and this is true, too, last time I saw the CD that my mom bought, she's actually using it for a coaster by her desk, and she puts coffee
aww
on it. So, you know, I've always wanted to see what I look like with coffee spills all over my face, and I finally found that. But that's a story for another time. I'll go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were saying, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I was interrupting you. I was going to tell you, I don't know if you've ever seen this guy, Toily T. Paper. He is a talking roll of toilet paper. He's actually a puppet. And he gave me a wrestling nickname because he's a huge wrestling fan. So my wrestling nickname. Yeah, my wrestling nickname is The Brick. Because my last name is Ulbrich. Yes, The Brick. It's a good wrestling name, I think. But,
okay.
So, Ulbrich, Carlo. Ulbrich, The Brick. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I was going to say, you know, you know a couple of friends of mine, Carla.
Really?
Yeah, Steve Goody.
Oh, yeah.
And Brad Tessel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're great guys. I'm on their comedy show about once a month now. Just the virtual comedy show that they do. Yeah.
Well, the next time you're on there, you got to let them know that you had fun on the Icon show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
You know, what I like about, you know, both Brad, you know, Brad and Steve, they've both been on the show here. And the one thing that I like to tease Brad about is how he looks like Wimbley Fraggle. And, you hang out with a couple great guys there, but the next time you're on their show, make sure you say hi from the Icon, and then I guarantee you they'll have some humorous stories like me sitting front row for Brad's show when he was here in Fargo, North Dakota. Speaking of Fargo, North Dakota, we're on 89.1 Ken's FM here. We're live every Monday night. We got 22 minutes. Let's kind of quick go over your, like, discography, and then we'll kind of talk a little bit about those if you want to, like, talk about, like, your favorite hits from each one. We can talk about that. Your first release was in 1994, Something Real. And then you had a release in 1997, self-titled album. And then, of course, you know, her fabulous debut in 1999. And then if I had a copyright in 2022, the looks like it was called the F-Word song, which we can't really talk about here on the air because we're live. Professional Smart Aleck 2003, Sick Humor 2004. And then it looks like you took a break for 5 years and you did Leftover 2009, Live from Space 2009, Total Average Woman 2015, Live at FUM Fest 2019, okay. The Loud Album 2020, and your most recent Inside Joke, Songs from Quarantine 2020. So that's quite an array of discs there. Do you have a favorite one in particular, like one that like really sold like a lot, like that went like what might have went like platinum or gold or diamond or anything like that?
They've all gone plastic. I feel they're so shiny, but they're plastic. Isn't that wild? Anyway, my most popular.
Well, I guess that's
one
better
is,
than aluminum, I guess.
yeah. Well, it depends on how hot it gets, I guess. But my most popular one is Sick Humor. That is the best-selling one. It's all funny songs about surviving the healthcare system and. We've all been there.
That is kind of topical now. Do you ever, would you ever think of having like, you know, because I know your first two were on cassette, and for our younger generation that's listening that don't know what cassette is, it's actually what they used to have to take a form of music, and you used to have to push play and record on a machine to get the songs to stay on a little cassette that you would put into another machine before there was downloads and MP3s and MP4s. You actually had to physically make the mixtape yourself. A perfect example of that would be Guardians of the Galaxy. What they listen to, that's what they call a mixtape. That is a cassette. For those of you who don't know, for our young generation, actually vinyl is coming back into popularity, which I never thought would happen. But would you ever think of re-releasing any of these now that we have vinyl coming back in popularity?
I don't know. I still have some cassettes, you know, because they went out of favor pretty quickly after I. I'm always behind the trends. I always know what's cool like about a year later. So I figure by the time I put out some vinyl, everybody will move on and everything will just be, you know, transmitted through ESP or something.
Well, I'll tell you what, you can ask all my fans. I still haven't caught up to cool.
Yeah, I hear
you. Little joke there.
There's your song right there. I still haven't caught up to cool.
Well, you know, actually, I'll tell you what, I would be honored. I'd even pay you to do a parody song. I don't know. I mean, if I sell you everything I own, I could probably buy you lunch. But, you know, if you could do a parody song about me, that'd be cool. And you could make the song, do a parody of the garden party called Went to Icons Party or something like that. And see if it goes more than aluminum. That could even be the title of your next album, Going Aluminum. I think, you know, I hope I can inspire something like that.
I will put pen to paper. I still use pen and paper uphill both ways in the snow, and I will see what I can come up with for you.
Awesome. And then I guarantee you it will be played every week on this show. And I'll get you more sills than plastic, I promise you. Now, do you ever have any plans to do, like, a greatest hits album? Because, you have a lot of content here.
I do have a lot of content, but I don't yet have a plan to do a greatest hits. I've probably, you know, it's weird. It's like it's happening for you, because when you go on any of these, like, Spotify or iTunes, because all my music's on pretty much everything, and Pandora and all that. People vote things up and down, or they listen a bunch of times, or, you know, they rate things. And so you can tell which songs get the most plays on any of these things by how they're rated or how many plays they've had. So it's like people, if people want a greatest hits, you just make a playlist online, you know? I don't know. I think that's how the kids do it these days. But
well,
what do
you
know?
I was gonna,
avocado.
Well, you know, I was kind of going to ask you, you know, back in what was it, the early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, you had that thing called Napster. Did you ever put any your stuff on there to kind of get yourself out there even more?
I did not, but I don't think I knew how to use Napster when it first came out. That was, you know, that was all the be-doo, be-doo, be-doo days with the dial-up. Where it would take forever for one file to go anywhere, and you know, being a bit of a Luddite, not that computery, even if I wanted to do that, I think a lot of us were resisting the whole, like, when Napster came out, we're like, that's stealing. So, you know, some of the smarter people were like, that's a great way to get my music out there. But those of us who still had, you know, a pile of cassettes in the garage for like, why would I want to give away my music when I'm still trying to sell it? So, I mean, that ship
exactly.
has sailed now. It's long since sailed, but it's, you know, 20 years ago, we were all like, what is this? Shut it down. So,
Carla
yeah.
Albrecht is our guest here. We got about 15 minutes here with Carla. Now, you know, you're originally from Clemson, correct, South Carolina?
Yes, that is correct.
Is that your favorite college team?
Well, I'm not that big into sports, but let's just say yes. I don't want to get, you know, shanghaied or whatever it is that people do now.
Well, no, it's okay. I mean, like, you know, I'm from North Dakota here, and my team here is North Dakota State. I'm also Ohio State Buckeye. The reason I was asking is Clemson and Ohio State might play sometime in the playoffs this season, and, you know, maybe later on I could text you if you'll still take my calls after this, maybe do like a side bet or something. I think that'd be kind of fun. But so my next question is, do you have any new material that you're going to be coming out with that you might kind of preview for us?
I do have a bunch of new material. I have an album in the can, as they say, that is very countrified. It's sort of getting back to my roots. And like my Herfados debut is my first full album, and it was pretty twangy. And this album's going to be pretty twangy. And what did you want me to play something over the phone here?
Well, yeah, we got time.
It.
Go ahead. Yeah, just kind of give us a little preview or something. Go ahead. We got 12 minutes. Go ahead.
I'll do as much as I can remember from this song. Well, it's 100 degrees out again today, and my air conditioner quit, and no one can fix it till next week. I was about to throw a fit, so I decided to go to Costco just to stand aside and cool down. And I ran into a friend in the cereal aisle, and I guess he was joking around. He said, is it hot enough for ya? Is it hot enough for ya? Man, it's gotta be about 103. Is it hot enough for ya? Everyone's a comedian. It's annoying, I tell you what. When your heat rash has got a heat rash and your bra strap is melted shut. I mean, even the weeds were wilted. When I went to mow the lawn, then I barbecued some hamburgers, and they didn't even turn the grill on. And you asked me, is it hot enough for ya? Is it hot enough
for
ya? Man, it's gotta be about 103. Is it hot
enough for
ya? That's right. That's exactly how we do it on the record. We got the backup singers doing exactly what you're doing.
I like
That's
it.
Right.
I like it. Now,
you.
Now, I'm guessing the song is called Is It Hot Enough For You, correct? Is that the name of it?
You are correct, sir.
All right.
What gave
so
it
now
away?
When...
that might be my theme song for Onyx. Is she hot enough for you?
Oh, yeah.
I like it. That's so cute.
Oh, babe.
Well, I love it, too. You know, the thing is... you know, actually, you could do two versions of that song, okay? Is it hot enough for you for those that live in the, you know, the big temperature areas? And then you could do one for North Dakota. Is it cold enough for you? You know, it's like I like to joke with everybody that when I tell everybody I'm from Fargo, North Dakota, from people I talk to that I book on the show, I say where I come from, we have four seasons, winter, flood, road construction, and football. And
oh, brutal.
Yeah. And and I'll kind of give this away right now. Like one of my favorite jokes from my comedy album was there was a guy during the flood. There was a guy standing by the river. He was waving his toothbrush, and I asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm waiting for the crest."
I got this for you, man. I got this. They're not all
wah, wah, wah. Right. Carla Albrecht is our guest here, and unfortunately we only got 9 minutes left. I wish we had 9 years left, but, you know, I'll understand that if you'll never want to be on this show again, we hope that you'd be willing to come back. I mean, we're not going to let you go yet, but we got to take a quick little time out here, and we'll be right back. Give us about 60 seconds.
All right.
And also, real quick here, if you go to our Facebook page, Off the Ropes, you go to Ken's page, 89.1 Ken's FM, and if you shoot a donation of $10 a month, we'll get you automatically qualified to win an autograph from a past guest, a current guest, or a future guest. And also, we'll talk about the Ken's FM appearance coming up October 31st. We'll do that before we leave the air here. Anyway, we have Carla Albrecht as our guest here. Albrecht, we got about 8 minutes left. So when do you plan on doing your next release? You know, you mentioned it's already in the can. What is your tentative release date for the album?
We're looking at late March. There's so much you have to do to get something. You know, we have to do mastering. We got to do a photo shoot. We have to do graphics and all this stuff. Not to talk about how the sausage is made, but you know, there's a bunch. And then you got to line up some dates, and that's been a little bit hairy with all this, you know, COVID restrictions. So, but yeah, I'm just actually thinking late March because I didn't think really, is it hot enough for you with a Christmas.
Right, exactly. And real quick here so we can do this so we don't run out of time, if our fans want to check you out, you got a Facebook, you have an Instagram, a YouTube, a Twitter, a Twitch, a TikTok. What do you got?
I got some of those. Let's see. I am on YouTube, Carla Ulbricht Guitar, U-L-P-R-I-C-H. The easiest way to find me is just go to my webpage, carlau.com, carlau.com. And then there's links to all those things. at the bottom of CarlyU.com. There's links to the Facebook profile. There's links to the Instagram and the Twitter and the YouTube and Pandora and all Spotify and all that stuff. It's all, I just put it all there at the bottom of CarlyU.com. There's all little things you can click on.
Now, you know, I'll understand if you don't want to answer this question, but is there, well, yeah, of all those that you named, is there like a favorite music platform that you have your stuff on that you prefer that are easy to get your stuff on compared to others?
Easy to get my stuff on. I don't think I've... It's not that I don't want to answer this. It's just the target keeps moving, you know. At first, I used to have everything on one platform, and then that platform died, and then, you know, you just put it everywhere. So because everybody just likes what they like. Like, they always listen to Spotify, or they always listen to Amazon, or they always listen to Pandora and Pandora and Spotify are the two things where I feel like people, like, that's their go-to thing, you know. But some people really like YouTube, and I'm there too. So I try
and,
to be as many places as possible without being too spread out. I don't want to be so spread out that I forget to put things places, you know. So, but I try to be in the most obvious places at least.
You know, and, you know, you mentioned that, you know, you've done a lot of stuff for Dr. Demento. Kind of take us through on how you got hooked up with him, or did he find you?
I just sent something in. He listened to it. He liked it. He played it. It's not a very interesting story. But here's the interesting part. He looks just like my dad.
Really?
Dead ringer.
And he's a pretty nice guy. I'd love to do anything to get him on my show.
Oh, he's a very nice guy and very smart. He actually has a PhD in musicology. He's super smart. He knows so much about music. And has, you know, this is his 50th anniversary last year of having a radio show. I find him pretty approachable, but he does have a manager, so but I think he has his mailing address, like his P.O. box, if you just go to drdemento.com. He's not that hard. He says he listens to everything he gets. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And now when you do you have any tours coming up that you'd want to tell us about? Or do you not really do the tour thing?
Well, I've done the tour thing for a very long time, but obviously the last year and a half, not so much. So I've been doing more online shows. But I have a couple of shows that are, well, I do a live stream every second Friday at 7:30 Eastern on YouTube and Facebook. And all the information about that is on CarlyU.com. So that's, I was doing it every week last year and into the first part of this year, just to stay connected to everybody and try to bring some positivity and some laughter and humor into the whole mess that we're all dealing with. And then as people have been getting out more, I've cut it back, and then including me, I've been doing some live shows again. And I'm playing First Night Winchester on New Year's Eve. I'm pretty excited about that. And I feel like I have something coming up in November, but I'm slipping my mind. I have to go to my own web page and go, where am I playing next? Mm-hmm. Because I have a little.
So now your show on that you have every Friday night, do you have guests on that show, or is it just you?
It is just me and my husband's the Peanut Gallery, and it's just a live stream. And I don't yet have the technical capability to do I'd have to change platforms and computer stuff in order to be able to have a guest on the show. I'd have to, big learning curve. So it's me, and we do funny songs and dad jokes and an interactive Mad Lib, because I can see the chat room while I'm doing it. So people post all kind of ridiculous stuff in the chat, and it's pretty interactive. It's fun.
Well, we have Carla as our guest here, and we only have a few minutes left here. We got about 120 seconds before we got to pay the bills. But I'll tell you what, though, I'm going to put myself out there for you and I'll admit, as big of an ego as I got, whenever you decide that you can do guests on your show, I'd love to come on your show, be a guest, and, you know, I'll let all our fans know about it. I'll get everybody to talk about it, you know, because I'll admit I'm an egomaniac, as people like to say, but I also have a big heart to help other people that have helped me out.
Sweet. All right. You're first on the guest list.
Awesome. You heard it here, folks. Everybody wants the icon. There you go. And, hey, and I work for free. Well, I'll tell you what. We only got a few minutes here left. We want to thank you, Carla, for joining us, taking time out of your schedule. You have been so awesome. Any autographs you might be willing to do for us, we would appreciate. You have been so wonderful, and we're glad that you took time out of your schedule to be with us. And even though I booked you as a guest 7 months ago, we were finally able to get it done. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much. This has been a bunch of warm fuzzies hanging out with y'all.
Thanks, Carla. Have a good night. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Is it hot enough for you?
Yeah. Bye.
All right. There we go. So we only got a few minutes left here, and then we got to play this stuff. But we got a big show next week. Be watching our Facebook page, Off the Ropes, for who's going to be on next week. We have a guest that he's on his third strike. So this time, if he doesn't show up, it'll be the last time. We'll just go with that. And hopefully, eventually, Big Swing.
Well, you know who else is coming on, Joe?
Right. Yes,
Joe's
definitely.
Joe's coming on. You know Joe?
I do know Joe.
Mama.
Yep.
Joe Mama.
Oh, great. That's funny. Anyway, we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and be with us next week. And Onyx, we hope that you don't want to come back and guest host again sometime.
Woo! I'll be in Vegas, baby.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're able to join us, you send me a message, and we'll get you back on. But until then, we want everybody to be safe and join us again next week, same time, same channel, Ken's FM 89.1. And we are out of time.
Ow. Peace.
Listen, Kimberly.